if people have taken any offense, we are, of course, really, really sorry.
One of the things that we are experiencing in a world without virtue is the inability to acknowledge culpability and to apologize. To sin is human. We are all sinners. By the metric of our Lord, we are all damned and condemned, and by his grace we are forgiven and saved, not by anything that we have done, but by his supreme sacrifice. We can't acknowledge that as crazy individualist, progressive, secularists. And when I mean say progressive, I don't mean culturally progressive. Let's have a bundle of identities. That's none of my business. I mean progressive in the sense that we believe that technology and medicine and expertise will take us on an upward trajectory into the celestial planes. The celestial planes where we don't belong. It is for good reason that the Tower of Babel fell, casting us into the confusion that we yet now experience. You would think after an abomination like the recent peculiar satanic Olympic ceremony with all its extraordinary myocarditis dancing and cannibalistic body of Christ as a smurf eating, that you would just apologize. Just simply apologize. Well, when they apologized, they did one of them apologies that people that aren't really apologizing do. They do the apologize. I apologize that you feel that way apology, you know? Like, you can use this in your personal life as well. Like, if you apologize to your partner and say, I'm so sorry that that you felt that what I did was wrong. That's not an apology. This is an apology. Man, I don't know what I was thinking. I was crazy. I was self-obsessed. I was consumed by nothing but fulfilling my own wants. I'm out of control. This is my opportunity to say to you, I want to change. I want to be a different person. I want to live better. Please show me how I can make amends for the wrongs that I have done. You tell me. This is what I suggest. Tell me what else I can do. But what I've just outlined there is a set of moral, ethical principles derived from a faith in a higher power, certainly in that sense. So here's how not to apologize by saying sort of, well, I don't know what's wrong with you. They must have something wrong with you. That's not an apology.
Clearly, there was never an intention to show disrespect to any religious group. On the contrary, I think that Thomas Joly really tried to really intend to celebrate community tolerance. That was his word yesterday. And looking at the result of the polls that we shared, we believe that this ambition was achieved. If people have taken any offense, we are, of course, really, really sorry.
It was a ceremony like no other, and those are games like no other. I think that our hosts, it's easy for me to say, and we should all be grateful and thankful, they have put together a vision for these games, which is unprecedented.
Also, note the Coca-Cola. It's the titty milk of Satan just there at the Olympics. But they can't even do their apology without drink Coke. Drink it. Drink down its caffeinated, sugary, admittedly delicious, poisonous, filthy, diabetes-causing goodness. Like the whole thing is simply a platform of corporatism and perhaps something far, far worse.
It's an incredible vision for a games. We're trying to showcase that in the best possible way.
Mais notre intention n'a jamais été d'être impertinent ou d'être subversif, comme je l'ai dit tout à l'heure. Notre idée, c'est simplement que oui, dans cette grande diversité, il y a besoin d'être conjointement. Nous avons en tout cas voulu nous conjointement inclure tout le monde. Voilà. En France, la création artistique est libre. C'est le premier article de la loi sur la liberté de création. J'en profite comme d'autres libertés en France, dans ce pays. On a la chance de ça. Il n'y avait pas de volonté pour moi de passer de messages plus, comment dire, militants. C'était simplement des messages républicains. En France, on a le droit de s'aimer comme on veut, avec qui on veut. En France, on a le droit de croire ou de ne pas croire. En France, on a le droit, on a beaucoup de droits, voilà. Et c'était l'idée de faire transparaître ces valeurs-là à travers la cérémonie.
What's amazing is if you actually read about the Last Supper, it's an opportunity to say that we can live forever in grace if we are willing to sacrifice ourselves and be sacrificed for a higher principle, that we need not endeavor through merit to achieve greatness, for the supreme sacrifice has redeemed us all, and through gratitude we ought live in kindness. If we did live in the kindness suggested in particular at the Last Supper, so casually mocked in that festival of godlessness and commerce and corporatism that's meant to be about celebrating sport and, by their own reckoning, diversity. Diversity is the acceptance and love of other people, the acceptance that there is no tribunal but God that can judge others, that we are here to serve and love one another. All of it's taken care of in the Last Supper, as well as in Mark, at least, Christ saying, it's going to be crazy. You lot are going to deny me. You're going to betray me. You're going to live in extraordinary ways. You're going to lose touch with your principles. There's so much prophecy in the Gospels. There is so much wisdom in the teaching of Christ. But it is in his death and resurrection that what we are offered is a different way of living. We are offered a way of living in awakened enlightenment and love and service. And I will say this again, because this is what I think is the main point. If you actually follow Jesus and surrender to Jesus, you don't need a culture telling you to treat people fairly and with love and to not condemn or judge them, because that is Christ's key point. Love one another. In fact, when asked to distill the commandments down to a single one, or two, I suppose, love God with all your heart and love thy neighbor. And there is no loophole or condition or limited liability when it comes to love thy neighbor. We are all one another's neighbors. We are here to love one another. People are different. People are as God made them and here to be loved. That's the set of principles that we actually could live by if we want to, even if you're not a Christian. And I'm very thankful that I am. But that's just what I think. Why don't you let me know what you think in the comments and chat? Give us a like and subscribe.